gentlemen, to Rupp Arena, University of Kentucky home court here in Lexington, Kentucky. Week 16 action. The Shelby County Rockets are in action today against the Lincoln County Patriots. Doc, as always, throughout the year, let's hear the lineups.
Looking at the Lincoln County Patriots, 27-5, coming in a nice game. Starting number four, a guard, Trevor Edgington, a 5'9 junior. Number five, a guard, Noah Keaton, a 6'2 senior. Number 12, a guard, Ryan Young, a 6-foot senior. Number 14, a guard, Daniel Ralston, a 6-foot junior. And number 22, a forward, and Ethan Sperlin, a 6'3 junior. Starting for your Shelby County Rockets, number four, guard, Alex Matthews, a 6'3 senior. Number 15, a guard, Tim Stanford, a 6-foot senior. Number 30, a forward, and Cody Minnis, a 6'5 senior. Number 40, a forward, and Alex Sheehan, a 6'4 senior. And number 22, a guard, and Cash Tomlinson, a 5'10 sophomore. Your Rockets coming into tonight's game, this afternoon's game, I keep saying tonight, 23-8.
Four seniors and a sophomore. They've been doing it all season, so let's see if they can continue it. Shelby County, of course, is on a 6-game winning streak. Coming in, they won their last ball game of the season and then have swept through the district tournament and District 30 and then the 8th region. What an exciting regional tournament we had up in Henry County and Newcastle. And now here, we'll see if these four seniors who really didn't have a lot of opportunity in 2006 except that they were on the floor.
Well, I think Coach mentioned Cody Minnis had 1 second of playing time when they were here that year. So it's going to be interesting to see where we go from here as the teams are meeting at midcourt to shake hands and just get to know each other. And they're going to be being tight for the next, 32 minutes. So,
you know, we mentioned one of the reporters here next to us. He talked to, I asked him what he thought about this game. He said really hadn't been able to see either team play, but he said in this tournament, tradition means a lot.
Yeah.
And Lincoln County, as we mentioned, been here four times, only won one ball game. But Shelby County has a rich history here in the Sweet 16, and he feels like that carries a team that gives them an extra 5 to 6 points anyway.
And I can see that. Here we go.
Well, it's going to be Minnis and Sperlin at the tip, and Lincoln County controls the tip. They're going to be moving to the left side of your dial. Quickly, a shot is up. That was number five, Keaton, who put up a 17-footer. No good. Minnis comes down with the rebound. Shelby County will be moving to the right side of your dial from the scorer's table. Minnis has the ball, top of the key, back to Cash Tomlinson. Lincoln County picks up man-to-man. Sheehan out on the left side, gets it down low to Matthews. Matthews penetrates inside, tries to sneak under, left block, put up a jumper, no there. Minnis sweeps in and gets the rebound and puts it up and in. Shelby County on the board, 2-0.
Wow, he came from nowhere to put that in.
Shelby County picks up man-to-man. Keaton has the ball left side. Back to Ralston, over to Ryan Young. Up high to Eddington. He moves top of the key. Back up to Keaton. Spots up for the three. No good. Tim Stanford comes down with a rebound. Gets it off to Tomlinson. Tomlinson moves across midcourt. Lincoln County stays man-to-man. Moves to the right side. Gets it down right block to Minnis. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Sperlin. He gets it off to Young. Young brings it up right side. Looks to penetrate. Fights off a screen. Triple team. Gets it back out to Keaton. Keaton drives the lane, kicks it out to Eddington. He drives in, kicks it left side, I believe.
Number 14,
Ralston. That is Ralston. He put it up, no good. Sheehan comes down with the board. Tomlinson pushes it up left side. Alex Matthews drives in the lane. It's blocked by Sperlin, and he comes down with the ball. Good look and good block by Sperlin. Young pushes it up, drives into the middle, cuts through, and puts up a little runner, and it comes in. 2-2. With 6:15 to play here in the first period. Lincoln County picks up full court pressure. Minnis has it. Crosses the timeline. Gets it back to Alex Matthews up here on the left side. Tomlinson now has it. Center circle. Lincoln County stays man-to-man. Kicks it to Matthews left side. Young comes out on him. Minnis top of the key. Tomlinson right side has the ball. Looks to Stanford, top of the key, spots up for a three.
Boom!
Tim Stanford, three-pointer, puts Shelby County up 5-2. 5:42 remains, first period. Young brings it up. Shelby County stays in the man-to-man.
Excellent look by Tim Stanford.
Moves it to the right side, left side to Keaton. Looks back down low. Young broke
Nobody
through the middle.
Did.
Tomlinson got shielded off. And we've got a turnover. Tomlinson caught the ball. He was out of bounds after the made basket. Threw it to Alex Matthews as he was inbounds,
right,
thinking Matthews was going to cross over. But that Matthews stepped out of bounds, turns it over. They get it inside to Sperling. Drives in the middle, puts it up. No good. Loose ball. Sheehan comes down with it. He's pushing it up. Two on two. He'll pull it back out. Keaton's giving him some pressure. Gets it off to Tomlinson. Matthews, right corner. Lincoln County stays man-to-man. They look down on the block. Menace, he was double-teamed. Back to Matthews. Drives in the lane.
Oh.
He's held up. Gets it outside to Tomlinson. Breaks down the lane. Puts it up. No good. Sheehan almost got it, but it looks like Sperling came down to rebound. Eddington pushes it up. Hands it off to Young. He's going to drive in. Puts it up. No good. Loose ball. Tomlinson comes up with it. He's pushing it down the floor, driving down the left side, lays it up and in.
There you go.
Pass Tomlinson. We really haven't seen that out of him this year.
No,
he to the lane like that.
Dominance.
7-4. Shelby County leads. 4:33 to play here in the first period. Young walks it up. Moves to the right side. Fights off the screen. Tomlinson. Keaton left side. Drives in. Kicks it back out. Ralston with the ball down to Young, right corner. They look inside, kick it back up to Keaton. Keaton's got Matthews on him, drives in, shoots up a 14-footer, and it bounces in. Nice little soft touch on that jumper. Got it to fall. Shelby County leads 7-6. Sanford at the other end, drives down the lane, puts it up. It's a little bit of contact, no call. Ball was blocked out of bounds. Into the ball game for Shelby County, Donovan Johnson and Boomer Beckley. Matthews and Tomlinson go out. Johnson will inbounds the basketball underneath his goal left side. Tried to get it inside to Sheehan, and it was knocked away and out of bounds, so we'll do it again from the same spot. 4:01 to play here in the first period. Shelby County up 7-6. Donovan Johnson, sophomore, averages about 9 points a ball game. Gets it in to Beckley, top of the key. He's going to drive down the lane, picks it back out. Looks down low to Menes, left block. Menace has Sperling on him, drives in, contact, no call. Keaton comes down with a rebound. He's pushing it up the left side.
Oh,
Beckley's
there
on
you
him.
Go.
Beckley stepped in his way, and Keaton pushes off with the arm, and it's going to give the ball back over to Shelby County.
That was that, and the foul was on number five. That's Noah Keaton. He just pushed Boomer, it seemed, for a good 3 feet.
Just tried to clear him out there with his left arm. That'll be his first, team's first.
Team's first.
Pressure. Johnson gets it up Menace in the front court. Down low to Tim Sanford on the right block, and they came to him. And Alex Sheehan broke down the left baseline in a wide-open layup. Great look by Tim Sanford to get the ball to Sheehan. Sheehan has done well here in the postseason. Ryan Young drives off the screen, kicks it down. Eddington in the corner.
No
missed
good.
The shot. Eddington comes up with a rebound. That was Ralston who shot it. Young from this corner, no good. Beckley has it, 2-on-1. Beckley down the left side, lays it up, and it's blocked from behind by Keaton. Keaton's got about
yeah,
he's probably got about 8 inches on
him. He'd have to. Let me look at it. Keaton is 6'2", and Boomer is only 5'6". So
Shelby County leads 9-6 with 3:02. Alex Matthews is back into the ballgame, and Nigel Beach, sophomore, comes into the game. For Lincoln County, number 41, Trey Owsley comes into the ball game. And I didn't see the other number.
He was 25.
Number 25. They get the ball. Beckley, nice pass down low to Donovan Johnson on the left block. Got his man up in the air and then went up and put it in. Scores 11-6. Shelby County with the lead with 2:50 to play here in first period. Keaton has the ball left side. Gets it back up to Ralston. In the corner to Keaton, left side, puts it up, no good. Beach comes down with a rebound. Gets it off to Beckley. Beckley's pushing it up, kicks it right side. Sanford drives in the lane, pulls it back out. Donovan Johnson, left side, spots up for the three, no good. And looks like Skylar Gilbert has checked into the ballgame. He came down with the rebound.
Right.
Averages 2 rebounds a ballgame. Young with the ball, Beckley on him, Shelby County man-to-man.
Get the hands up.
Keaton has it left side. Good matchup between him and Matthews. Ralston comes off the screen by Owsley. Gets it into the corner. That was
number 25, Gilbert.
Put it up. No good. And He came down with his own rebound but stepped out of bounds.
That'll be their first
turnover. 2 minutes to play. Shelby County leads 11-6. And we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to WXLN 93.3. Full timeout.
Stonecrest Family Medicine, located in 101 Stonecrest Road, Suite 3, Shelbyville, proudly supports Rocket Basketball on WXLN. They offer state-of-the-art facilities, major insurance is accepted, minimal waiting, childhood immunization, sports physicals, and pre-employment physicals. Check out their website at www.stonecrestmed.com. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5. Stonecrest Family Medicine, call them at 633-5565, and they proudly support WXLN programming.
At Hall Taylor Funeral Home, we are committed to providing the type of personal service where we undertake the responsibility for the details, to make what is one of life's most difficult experiences as comfortable as possible, and to create the type of ceremony that reflects your family's personal wishes. I'm Steve Collins, and we are committed to personal service because this is how we would want our own families to be treated, and because we hope it makes things a little easier.
So when personal service means the most, call Hall Taylor Funeral Home. Family owned and operated. Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville, and Taylorsville.
Hall Taylor Funeral Home, a proud underwriter of WXLN programming.
Arena, 2 minute first period. Shelby County with 11-6 lead over the Lincoln County Patriots. So far here in the first period, Shelby County has already run through their 8-man rotation, yeah. Got everybody in the game. Shelby County's going to have the ball off the turnover by Lincoln County. Matthews is back into the ball game. So you got Johnson Beach, Minnis, Beckley, and Matthews. Pressure in the backcourt. Beckley and Matthews will handle it. Matthews brings it up, crosses over to the left side of the front court. Young is on him. Lincoln County stays man-to-man. Beckley has it right side. Brings it back to the top, kicks it to Beach, right corner. Gets it down. Matthews on the right block, double team, back to Beach. Beach brings it up top of the key. Almost stolen away by Keaton. Beckley's got it. He's going to drive in.
Yeah, I believe
he is fouled on the play.
Fouled from behind. I believe the foul's going to be, let's see. Yep, it's going to be on number 5. That's Noah Keaton. And that's his second foul, second team foul.
Foul was on the floor. Back into the ballgame. Sperling comes in as, along with Eddington, Owsley, and Gilbert go to the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Shelby County will inbound the ball. Matthews will inbound it right in front of the Lincoln County bench. Beckley has it top of the key. Back to Matthews, right side. Down low to Minnis, right block. Back up high to Matthews. Down to Minnis. Got him on his hip.
Got it.
And rolled. Nice post move by Cody Minnis to get it up and in on that right block.
Excellent move there. Good
13-6. 11-10 left here in first period. Eddington with the ball. Ralston. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert stays in the ballgame. Shot up. No good. Young with a big rebound, right block, goes up against Donovan Johnson and has that good touch. Gets it in, 13-8, 50 seconds to play here. Shelby County up. Nice look there by Ryan Young. He's definitely a scorer. He can create his offense. Beckley gets it to Johnson, left side, out on the perimeter. Matthews, left corner, brings it back up. Beach way out high, left side, gets it back to Matthews, 30 seconds. They look down low to Minnis. Minnis, nice box out inside.
Got it.
Clears it out on the left block. Gets the pass.
Good job.
Good delivery on a pass by Alex Matthews.
Excellent.
To get it into
Excellent.
Him. And Cody just spread out in there, sealed the player, got it, and put it up on the left hand.
15 seconds.
Shelby County up 15-8. Young with the ball, right side. Beckley's out on him. Shelby County, first period, has stayed with the man-to-man. Young has it. He's looking at the clock. 3 seconds. Puts up the three-pointer. Shots up, no good, and that's the end of the first period. Shelby County leads 15-8 on Rocket Sports Radio 93.3.
WXLN programming is underwritten by Commonwealth Bank and Trust. Why settle for an ordinary banking relationship when you can have more? Just like the Shelby County Rockets basketball teams, Commonwealth Bank and Trust goes above and beyond to make your banking experience the best it can be. Visit any of our convenient Shelby County or Jefferson County banking offices or give us a call today at 633-1000. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff will assist you with all of your banking needs. Commonwealth Bank and Trust Company, doing more is what we do best. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your Soundtronics Radio Shack dealer in Shelbyville reminds you that DTV will be here before you know it.
DTV is a new type of broadcasting technology that offers advantages over analog television. If you want to be ready to go when DTV comes around, call your Radio Shack dealer in Shelbyville, Soundtronics, at 633-1144, and they're located at 19 Village Plaza in Shelbyville. Find out about DTV so you'll be ready when it comes next year. Soundtronics, your Radio Shack dealer, a proud underwriter of WXLN programming.